Islam is currently enjoying rapid progress in Europe as it is in the rest of the world, and that rise has become much more evident in recent years. There is a constant flow of articles in the press about the rise of Islam. In addition, scientists and researchers are investigating the reasons behind that rise. In terms of the rise of Islam in Europe, researchers are concentrating on the migration by Muslims from many other countries. Indeed, a mass Muslim migration towards the West began in the 1960s. This had a major impact on Muslim numbers, of course. But investigators are concentrating on another aspect of this rise. In addition to Muslims arriving from outside, many native Europeans are also feeling an interest in Islam. There has been a significant increase lately in the number of people in Europe converting to Islam. Some 52,000 people across Europe converted to Islam in the first 10 months of 1992. A study conducted under the auspices of the United Nations in 1999 showed a more than 100% rise in the Muslim population of Europe between 1989 and 1998. In addition, European states now hold regular meetings and discussions with Muslim representatives, who now enjoy an official identity and listen to their demands. The subject can be understood more clearly when we have a closer look at the approach European countries have recently adopted towards Muslims. France. Over 5 million people of the population of France are Muslims. French politicians have recently been taking a much closer interest in Islam, the country's second largest religion. French President Jacques Chirac was the first to receive Muslim representatives. The French Foreign Minister signed an agreement with the representatives of 13 Islamic countries regarding the protection of Muslim places of worship. Italy. Approximately 1,200,000 out of Italy's total population of 60 million are Muslims. Muslims compose 1.4% of the entire Italian population. Some 50,000 Italians, largely women, have converted to Islam in recent years. There are 158 mosques all over Italy, and 50,000 Muslims are currently receiving primary and middle school education. The conversion to Islam of Torquato Cardilli, Italian ambassador to Saudi Arabia, also made an enormous impact. Cardilli's conversion to Islam once again raised the subject of the rapid rise of Islam in Italy. Germany. There are many converts to Islam in Germany, a country with a large Muslim population. There are about 50,000 Muslims of German origin. The German government is also implementing policies aimed to ensure that Islam is properly understood and presented. One of these concerns lessons in Islam to be given in German schools. Great Britain. Britain has one of the largest Muslim populations in Europe. There are more than some 2 million Muslims living in Britain. Reports concerning Muslims and Islam frequently appear in the British press. One historic moment came when a Muslim from Prime Minister Tony Blair's Labour Party was elected to Parliament and took the oath of allegiance on the Quran. Denmark. Denmark is one of the countries in which Islam is rising the fastest. Islam comes second only to the Protestants, the Danish state religion. Even the Catholic population is less than the Muslim population. In addition, the Danish state is contributing to that rise with its moderate policies. One particularly striking example of that support is the live coverage by Danish state television of the Friday sermon preached in the Turkish Cultural Center Mosque. Sweden. Research shows that there are 300,000 Muslims in Sweden, which has a total population of 10 million. The Swedish administration and public all adopt an open-minded attitude towards Islam. Because of the numbers of Swedish citizens converting to Islam, the Swedish government recently decided that the Quran should be translated into Swedish. And it also set aside funds to permit a large mosque in which Muslims can comfortably worship. In addition to these projects, the Swedish state has set up a separate assistance fund for schools teaching Islam in Sweden. Another major development set in action in Sweden, as the number of Muslims grows, is official recognition of Islam. Belgium. There are around 400 mosques and similar places of worship in Belgium, and the rise of Islam there is proceeding at full speed. In the early 1990s, there were around 285,000 Muslims in Belgium. By 1998, the figure had grown to 350,000. Today, Islam has replaced Judaism and Protestants as the country's second largest faith after Catholicism. In 1974, a law was passed guaranteeing freedom of belief and worship for Muslims. Muslims were thus given the freedom to live by and preach their faith in Belgium, in exactly the same way as Catholics, Protestants, and Jews. Norway. The Norwegian government registered a first when it permitted the call to prayer to be read from the minarets of Oslo's 8 mosques, from which the call is now regularly broadcast. Spain. Positive developments in terms of the rise of Islam have also been seen in Spain, the higher to Andalusia. The number of Muslims in the city of Granada has risen to more than 25,000 in the last 30 years. After an intervening period of 500 years, Islam is again flourishing in Spain. And according to formal statistics, there are over 1 million Muslims living in the country, while this figure was 150,000 20 years ago. Researchers have also stated that Islam is also coming to occupy an important place in other European countries. One such scholar is the German author Murad Hoffman, himself a Muslim and a diplomat of 33 years standing. This is what Hoffman had to say regarding the rise of Islam at a conference in Germany in 2000 titled Islam in the New Millennium. Those who said that Islam could never again make its way into Europe, now regarded as an alternative if Western society is to free itself from its social and cultural problems. There is now a major movement among young people and adults towards Islam at the end of the 20th century, because Islam has cures for children, the young and families, and for the major problems facing our society in this century, and for the approach to knowledge and scholars. In his book, Islam in the Third Millennium, Murad Hoffman makes the following striking statements. The West needs Islam in the same way that the Muslim world needs Islam. Islam has begun to shine at a time when all faiths and ideologies in Europe are bankrupt. I believe that the time when Islam will come to these lands, the West, is close at hand. Islam is expanding while the others are all contracting. Objective portrayals of Islam in the Western press are particularly worthy of noting. There has been visible progress in this field, particularly after the September 11th attacks in the USA. Many television channels, particularly the BBC, broadcast documentaries about Islam, aired discussion panels to which special guests were invited, and screened whole series discussing Islam. One example of these is the Season of Islam project carried out in Britain by the BBC at a cost of £1 million. This documentary was intended to be an accurate depiction of Islam and was broadcast by BBC Two in two weekly episodes. A similar program was aired by the ARC Channel, a Franco-German partnership. It took 3 years to film this documentary about the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, a detailed examination of the history of Islam. In addition, many articles about Islam are intended to answer many questions about the faith that people might have, also appear in newspapers and magazines. The famous German magazine, Der Spiegel, took the rapid global rise of Islam as its cover story in one edition. The magazine devoted 20 whole pages to the subject, which appeared under the banner headline, "Who was the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him?" The subject elicited enormous interest. Studies by a range of institutions and researchers reveal that in the future, Islam will reign supreme across the world, not just in Europe. All these developments show that the time revealed in the Quran is close at hand, and has actually already begun. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. When you have seen people entering Allah's religion in droves, then glorify your Lord's praise and ask His forgiveness. He is the ever-returning. Recent years have witnessed a steady rise in the number of Muslims, not just in Europe, but in the world as a whole. Statistics calculated in 1973 showed a global Muslim population of 500 million, a figure that has risen to 1.57 billion today. One in every four people is now a Muslim. For the first time in history, the Muslim population has outreached that of the Christians. It is estimated that the Muslim population will continue to grow in the future, and that Islam will become the world's largest faith. The extraordinary scale of what is happening can be seen when developments related to this rise, which one can sometimes come across in press or television reports, are set out in order. These developments, which are generally depicted as ordinary current affairs, are in fact significant indications that Islamic moral values have begun their rapid expansion across the globe. Leading world politicians quote from the Quran and praise Quranic moral values at every available opportunity. They have begun visiting mosques and requesting detailed briefings about Islam during these visits. For the first time in world history, the Pope called on Christians to fast alongside Muslims for a day. Christian clergy quote from the Quran in their sermons. For weeks on end, the Quran was the best-seller book in European countries. Documentaries, interviews, and chat shows about Islam were broadcast by international television channels. Leading world newspapers frequently carry reports concerning Muslims and Islam. Books about Islam and the history of Islam are the most frequently requested works in public libraries. There is no doubt that these are highly significant developments. The rise of Islam shows that the world is heading towards a brand new age, in which, by Allah's leave, Islam will become ever more important and Quranic moral values will continue to expand among communities. The spread and dominion of Islamic moral virtues is something promised by Allah, and of which He tells us in the Quran. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah has promised those of you who believe and do right actions that He will make them successors in the land as He made those before them successors, and will firmly establish for them their religion with which He is pleased and give them, in place of their fear, security. They worship me, not associating anything with me. Any who don't believe after that, such people are deviators. In addition to the verses of the Quran, our Prophet, peace be upon him, has also told us in many of the hadith that the Quranic moral virtues will one day rule the world. According to these, in the run-up up to the period referred to as the end times, people will first suffer a time of injustice, falsehood, war, conflict, fighting, and moral degeneration. After that will come the golden age, when Quranic moral values inundate the world and eventually rule it entirely. The Golden Age will be a time of justice, plenty, security, peace, and brotherhood. In the Hadith, our Prophet, peace be upon him, says that this sacred age will come about by virtue of the Mahdi. Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salam will appear in the end times and free the world from the disorder and moral collapse afflicting it. The current rapid turning towards Islamic moral values and the political developments taking place in this new age are important signs that the time referred to in the Quran and the Hadith of our Prophet, peace be upon him, is fast approaching. One verse tells us that, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. They desire to extinguish Allah's light with their mouths, but Allah refuses to do other than perfect His light, even though disbelievers detest it. It is He who sent His messenger with guidance and the religion of truth to exalt it over every other religion even though the idolaters detest it.